From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. and Britain have announced new restrictions on carry-on electronic devices on aircraft coming from certain airports in the Middle East and Africa. The airports include Cairo, Istanbul, Kuwait City, Doha, Casablanca, Amman, Riyadh, Jeddah, Dubai, and Abu Dhabi. Deakin University analyst Greg Barton said it may be linked to a bomb that nearly brought down an aircraft under flight from Mogadishu a year ago.
Presumably also linked to Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and its series of attempts for attacks, including the Richard Reid shoe bomber attack, the 2009 flight into Detroit in which a young Nigerian Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab had a device packed around his upper thigh, a so-called underwear bomb.
Passengers will not be allowed to bring into the main cabin devices larger than a mobile phone. Among the banned devices, tablets, portable DVDs, laptops, and cameras. Travel analyst Henry Hartfeld of Atmosphere Research Group said this has been tried before.
Terrorists may have thought of taking airline A, but this ban will simply make them take airline B. Terrorists don't care about frequent flyer miles. That's not their objective. They're out there to do harm, and my concern is that this isn't really addressing the problem.
It comes as the Trump administration seeks to implement a temporary ban on people traveling from six mostly Muslim countries until proper screening procedures can be put in place. Two executive orders by President Trump have been challenged in court. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari has condemned a series of attacks in the country, including Monday's assault on Zaki Biam in central Benue State that killed at least 17 people in a market. The motive unclear, but a number of recent attacks have been linked to a long-running feud between nomadic Fulani herders and local farmers over grazing rights. This is VOA News. U.S. and South Korean officials said North Korea failed Wednesday in a launch attempt of a rocket which exploded moments after liftoff. Pyongyang is believed to be trying to develop an intercontinental ballistic missile despite U.N. sanctions. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch told a Senate panel Tuesday he's never been questioned by Trump administration officials about how he would vote on certain issues. He said he doesn't believe in litmus tests for judges, and he described himself as a fair jurist.
And I think if you ask people in the Tenth Circuit, is he a fair judge, you're going to get the answer that you got yesterday from both Senator Bennett and Senator Gardner and from General Katyal, and the same answer you got from Senator Allard and Senator Salazar 10 years ago. And, Senator, I can't guarantee you more than that, but I can promise you absolutely nothing less.
Gorsuch expected to face at least one more day of testimony. The panel will then decide whether to recommend him to the full Senate for a vote to replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia. President Trump Tuesday urged fellow Republicans in Congress to vote for a new national health care measure to repeal and replace the law passed by Congress during the early days of the Obama administration, known as Obamacare. Paul Ryan is the Speaker of the lower chamber House of Representatives.
7 years of this failed experiment is enough. This is our chance to build a better, a fairer, and a better health care system for all Americans.
A vote in the House expected Thursday. Mr. Trump warned Republican lawmakers they could face the anger of voters next year if they don't vote to repeal Obamacare. The French Interior Minister has resigned after prosecutors opened an investigation into allegations he hired his two teenage daughters for temporary parliamentary employment. Meanwhile, the legal troubles of conservative presidential candidate François Fillon deepened with a new investigation into allegations of fraud and forgery. Mr. Fillon already suspected of using public funds to pay his wife for work not done. European Union officials plan to hold a special summit April 29 to approve guidelines for Britain's departure, or Brexit. Donald Tusk is the EU Council President.
I personally wish the UK hadn't chosen to leave the EU, but the majority of British voters decided otherwise. Therefore, we must do everything we can to make the process of divorce the least painful for the EU.
The UK announced it will invoke the Lisbon Treaty's Article 50 on separation March 29. France has warned against drastic cuts to UN peacekeeping mission to the Democratic Republic of Congo. The French UN ambassador warned the Security Council should not play with fire when it comes to such an important matter. It was revealed Tuesday an infant born in Ivory Coast with four legs and two spines has been successfully separated from a parasitic twin in a rare and complex surgery in the Chicago area. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.